The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In a world where convenience often overshadows traditional cooking, many children are missing out on essential culinary skills that previous generations might have taken for granted. Eilish Davenport has been a chef for the past 17 years, and she is the founder of a movement called Learn Local. It's a pioneering initiative aimed at teaching kids the vital art of cooking, and she's with me now. Eilish, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat.
Tell us about yourself, first of all. A chef for 17 years.
Yes, so I'm an early school leaver. I went into Falter, Ireland, into my training when I was 17, and my first job was in Lecrivan in a Michelin kitchen in town.
Wow.
And that embarked me on my 17 career.
And where did the interest in cooking come from?
My granny.
Your granny.
So we would cook with her on a weekend at the kitchen table. She's a Donegal woman, very proud Donegal roots. And she taught us everything, and she all had us up at the kitchen table helping her on a Saturday, regardless, from a very, very young age.
So when you see it done, and then she allows you to get your hands into the flour and into the dough.
That's it.
And lick the bowl at the end.
We were decorating the pies. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so you became a professional chef, and how did this Learn Local come about?
So I went back to work full-time after my firstborn, Killian. And I worked full-time for a year, but I knew that if I was going to have more children, I would have to look at the career some way, shape or form. And then when I was on mat leave on my second, I started looking at schools. And I hadn't looked at schools before because I didn't have children. And I was like, what are they going to learn in school? Or what's the curriculum like now compared to when I was in school? Yeah. And it really hadn't changed a lot. And I thought about food and what's being taught in schools. And there's not a whole lot there still compared to when I was in school. So I said, right, I'm going to try and fill this gap here.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like out of the blue, this sudden idea coming from nowhere. But I mean, did you observe kids who were not being properly nutritioned by their own families?
Okay. So where I grew up is very, very close to Ballymun. I grew up in Santry.
Yeah.
But there's literally a wall between us. And I would have hung around there as a child. I would have played football there. I'm still very, very active in the community. And I know now that I'm grown up that some of my peers definitely didn't have the same upbringing around food.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, I knew that. And it's still the same today. There's still generational cycles there where knowledge is being lost or knowledge was never put in the first place. And in order to change someone's circumstance, you need to teach them.
So you might have a kid who would spend €5 on a ready-made sandwich and wouldn't actually know how to make a sandwich themselves.
Well, you're going into a sandwich, okay, fair enough, is two slices of bread.
Some
spread and a filling. Okay, that's basic. And common knowledge is that everyone would know how to do that. But does everybody have access to that? No.
Okay.
That we just assume.
So your idea is to get them young-ish and teach them the rudiments of cooking.
Yes.
Now, this is a pioneering pilot scheme. So how does it actually work in practice?
So I will bring a kitchen into the classroom.
They don't have to have facilities.
They need to have hot running water and they need a HACCP approved space. So a HACCP approved space is a space that is certified that food preparation can take place.
Yeah.
And with all of the new hot meal schemes that's been rolled out into schools, most schools have a space or a kitchen area that could be used.
That'll be certified.
And I will bring in everything that I need.
You bring hobs?
I bring in little portable hobs. They're very, very safe. They're really efficient. I bring in chopping boards. I bring in the knives. I bring in the peelers. Absolutely everything for a child to be able to fully immerse themselves in a skills-focused workshop. And I'm not talking about healthy and unhealthy or good and bad. I try and remove all the labels.
Yeah.
And we're focusing on food that's whole.
In other words, it's doing-it-yourself food.
Totally.
That's the fundamental thing. It doesn't matter whether it would have a green label or an organic label or a healthy label.
We're not going there.
You're not
going. It's skills focused.
Yeah.
And I think once we can teach the skill and get a child confident in their own abilities, they can make anything.
Age group?
Between 9 and 12. That's the age group that the pilots will run.
Okay. the kind of kids that you get, some of them might have a granny like you had and know something. So what about that divergence of skill set within when you have a cohort of young kids and you're going to teach them to cook? Ah, miss, I know that. I know how to do that.
And you get that. And it's great crack.
Yeah.
It really is. But when I walk into a classroom and I have 12 or 15 children in front of me, I don't know who has experience and who doesn't have access to experience.
Yeah.
So I need to go in with a blank slate. And if some children are a little bit of ahead of another, that's fine. But when you see the kids, their eyes light open. And the way I describe it is like turning a little light on in a child. So every child needs food, safety and love. Okay? I know that not every child in Ireland has that. And I can't fix that.
Some of them
that.
Have none of it.
Yeah. And I can't fix that. But if I can turn on a little light, that food light, that might ignite a spark for a child to love food a little bit more than their own circumstance, well then, I'm really, really happy.
Now, you don't use recipes, not when you're showing them how to do it. It's do as I do, do as I show you,
yeah.
Rather than following with, you know, a laborious recipe, so many ounces or of this or grams
yeah.
of that.
So I don't show a recipe to each child. They don't get handouts of recipes every week because one, some people, and including adults, they find recipes quite daunting because it can be lots of words and it's not actually showing them the action.
Yeah.
So I don't give out recipes. I show them one sheet and I say, here's what we're making, but we're not going to look at that right now. We're going to just get stuck in straight away. And then at the end of the 6 weeks, they get a little booklet.
Which I have here in front of me, my recipe book.
That has all the recipes we've made in the 6 weeks. And they can look in it and then they can go home and they can have a little read through. And they say, I know how to make that. Mom, dad, nana, auntie, whoever it is. Oh, I remember we did that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fantastic for them to go home and know that they've already done it. They can replicate that at home and that could change lives.
Now, you have hygiene and kitchen safety, suds up those hands, make sure you've got clean hands and so on. Then there's knife safety in the kitchen because it's one of the things parents are often concerned about. Can I trust my child with a knife? They take their own finger off, never mind anybody else's.
Yeah. And the teachers give me funny looks on week one. But I just say to them, trust me. We go through the rules every single week. So repetition on rules is really, really important. So that by week six, they understand and know how to be safe for themselves and their classmates and those at home. It's really, really important
okay.
that we
I'm
do
looking,
that.
You start off with wholemeal scones. You do everything you can with eggs, whether it's frying them or scrambling them or boiling them. One mug muffins, spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. And the kids
chicken
look,
noodles, yeah. chocolate and orange flapjacks. These are all very kid-friendly stuff,
yeah.
you know. It's the kind of stuff they like to. Rice Krispie Christmas tree is a seasonal item there as well.
That's it.
Now, how is this funded?
So, I have got support from Social Entrepreneurs Ireland Ideas Academy. So, I was accepted onto the Ideas Academy last year. And with that, you get a bursary at the start. And then at the end, you get opportunity to apply for seed funding. And I was lucky enough to get that seed funding last year. I got 2,500 from them. So that helped me run some of the programmes.
Yeah.
I've also got support from Dublin City Council and I've got support from the NEIC. And then my own credit union on top of that. But without that funding, there's no way I would have got to this pilot stage.
How many kids have been through your course?
Over 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
How widespread do you think this could be made?
I would love to see this go national. I've had conversations with people who we've talked through and we've poked holes in the idea. But if I can get a team of people who believe in this enough to be able to take a region or take a county or go even smaller, take a community, and I can find a chef like myself, because I don't think it's down to primary school teachers.
No, but I'm just
this.
Thinking, does it need an Eilish Davenport in every area?
Someone with
the enthusiasm, the belief.
Absolutely. Or I need to have a conversation with that person and teach them the way I'm delivering this programme And from there, it can be rolled out.
Now, I can see that you would do it and they'd all be enthusiastic on the day. Do you have any follow-up to see how it has impacted them after they've done the course?
Yeah. So the parents get a survey and the teachers get a survey. That's initial. But then I've heard feedback from one or two of the schools, which has been fantastic, that parents involved in food, whether it be just a general interest or it's in the profession, those people are now more active when it comes to teaching the kids about food in the class, and they've taken on like a voluntary role. Now, it might only be once a year or twice a year, but that's just lovely to see, and that's stemmed from this.
But you could have kids going home and teaching their parents how to cook.
That's literally it. It's a knock-on effect.
Wow.
It's a knock-on effect.
It's a fantastic enterprise that you're involved in. People want to know more about it. Where do they go? Is there a website or a resource?
I have an Instagram page.
Yeah.
Which is learn.local, IRL.
Yeah.
Or they can send me an email on info.learnlocal@gmail.com.
Okay. info.learnlocal@gmail.com. Fantastic stuff. Eilish, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
Delighted to be here. Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.